Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hi, this is Kimberly Fisher. I'm calling to, I think you're the coordinator for me and my grandmother. And I'm just wondering what, how to clock in and out.
Sure. My name is Valeria. I'm from admissions department. I'm the admissions representative. We'll help you to set up the app and follow up services for 1 or 2 weeks, just to make sure that everything is going well. After that, the case will be assigned to a coordinator. But so far, I will be the contact person, and I will help you to set up the app to clock in and clock out. Okay.
Okay. So normally I just call a phone number. I don't do that.
Here in Family First, we use two methods. The first one is the landline. And mm-hmm. Do you know if your grandmother has a landline?
She has a phone.
A phone?
Like a cell phone.
Got it. Okay. And the other one is the app, the HHA app.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to download in your cell phone and create an account and clock in and clock out. It's very easy to use it and create the account. Okay.
Okay.
Are you able to use your cell phone to clock in and clock out?
I've tried that before. I'm just used to calling in and out. So that's not an option?
To call?
Yeah.
No, it's not an option in Family First.
Okay. I guess I can try it.
Yes, but you already have the HHA exchange in your cell phone?
No.
No? Okay, I will send you the information. May I know if you have an iPhone or Android?
I have an iPhone.
Can I send you the information by text message?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm doing it now for iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So let me know if you received my message.
Yes, I got it. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Now open the link and download the app. Click on sign up.
Sign your name, right? Okay.
You're going to start next Monday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Oh, shoot. Hold on for a second.
You have to click on sign up and create the account. It will ask you for your email and create a password.
Okay. Okay. Hold on for a minute.
Don't worry. Take your time and let me know what you see or any questions.
Okay. Gotta write this down. Okay, it's saying that my, this happened before, it's saying my email is not valid.
It's not valid. Your email is, let me see, could you please confirm your email address?
kfisher665@yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Yes, it's the same one that I have on file. And the password should have 8 letters, the first one is capital, and like 1 or 2 numbers.
Oh, you guys give me the password?
No, you have to create a password with with 8 letters, the first one capital, and 1 numeric value.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, it keeps saying it's not valid. I don't know why. Let me do it again.
Okay, try to like count the letters. Sometimes we don't put 8 letters. We put like 6 or 7.
Mhm. Nope, it won't let me.
You click on sign up, right? Are you in sign up option?
I opened the app and it says email and password. It didn't say anything about, let me see. Okay, let me try this then. Oh my God. It's not working for me. I don't know why. It's happened before too. Hold on.
Okay, that's what I need to make sure. If this is your first time using the app. This is your first time using the app? Right.
I've tried it before. Okay, it won't let me sign up. I'm just, forget it. I got to take my grandma to the bathroom, so I'll have to call back and fix it, I guess.
Okay, are you able to take a screenshot to, like, that part, what says that email or password valid and send it to me by text message so I can follow up?
Hold on. What's your mom? I'm sorry.
Don't worry.
I'm going to have to call you back because I have to take her to the bathroom. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. You can call me or text me, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your time, Kimberly. Take care. Bye-bye.